thought this morning is the Prince of Life. I preached here a while back on the Prince of Peace. And last Sunday we preached on to tell the truth.
Amen.
I believe we abundantly proved that He is the truth. Yes. And I pray today that we'll be able to prove that He is the life. And He is the Prince of Life. We find in the Scriptures, when God made Adam, He breathed in his nostril, and he became a living soul. I believe he became a spiritual being then, and I believe he also became a living being then. So He is the Prince of Life. There is no life except in Christ. And if you don't have Christ, then you don't have life. He is the Prince of Life. So I want to read to you out of Acts chapter 3. Very familiar, and I've read them here before. Peter and John went up to the temple to pray, and the gate was called Beautiful. There was one there lame, and they told him, "Silver and gold have we not, but what we have we freely give unto you." And this man was healed by the power of Christ. And after that, the people were amazed. And Sister Sam said earlier that all honor and glory goes to God. And it does. And the people got amazed by what happened. They wanted to start giving Peter and them a little credit for what happened. Us as churches, things can start going good if we a little bit careful, we get lifted up as if we're doing something. I'm telling you, preachers are real bad about it. Because I know Satan, well, he'll either get you in a spot that he thinks, he'll tell you you can't do absolutely nothing, and you feel like you're just useless, and that's the way I feel a lot of the times. Or he'll get in your mind a little bit to thinking that you're doing a pretty good job, and next thing you know that you get to thinking you're doing a pretty good job. And once again, you rob honor and glory from God. So it's all about Christ, and it really is. The truth, He is the truth. And He is the life. But they all came, and this is where our thought's going to come from, and we're going to try to go through this. Today, if you're lost, you're here lost, we want you to have life. Sister Judy's not here with us today. She's with her daughter, I'm sure. She's there holding her hand. She wants her daughter to live. There was a mama here last Sunday, right beside her baby. She loves her daughter and she wants her to have life. And the only one she could talk to about this is the Lord. And I want you to know He is the Prince of Life. And I want you to realize today, I believe in my heart we all going to have to die a physical death. I believe each one of us it's once appointed unto man to die. So I believe that, but we want them to live. Sister Carson mentioned earlier how she can have peace knowing that she can be with her husband once again. So there is something to that. And the only place this comes from is Jesus. Don't put your trust in no man. Don't put your trust in the church. Don't put your trust in anything else but Christ. That's where your trust needs to be. But after this had happened, they knew that it was which sat before. They knew that it was He which sat before alms at the beautiful gate. And this is talking about the man who was crippled. And at the gate of the temple. And they were filled with wondering and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, and all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And that they ran to the porch which called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And said the man, "Help Peter and John." And A lot of times we, after something, after God saves our soul, I look back and I look at Brother Raymond Sullivan and Brother Bobby Hale was right with me praying. I always mention Brother Marty's mom, Sister Betty Sue, and then somehow we get these people in high regard. And it said he helped them. I believe he was hugging them. He was happy that he'd been healed. And I believe he was holding on to them. And all the people seen what happened. And here they come. They was amazed and wondered what they just seen. I want you to know they'd seen a miracle. And so in that it said, and when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people. Peter saw what was happening. He saw that they was coming and they was trying to give him the glory. And I want you to realize today, once again, keep this in your mind. Our life is in Christ. He is life. And Peter saw it and answered the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye earnestly on us as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob and the God of our fathers have glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, and when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just and the desired a murderer to be granted unto you. And ye killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead. Wherefore we are witnesses, and his name, through faith in his name, have made this man strong. Who ye see, know ye, the faith which is by him have given him the perfect soundness in the presence of you all." And so Peter said, it's not by me and John what happened here today. It's not by our own power, but it's by the power of God through Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life. And so I pray today, my life, Paul said, for me to die is gain, but to live is Christ. And so Paul's life was about Christ. For me today is to live is for Christ. And I couldn't always say that. I couldn't. It wasn't always about him. But today, to me, for my life, for me to feel like I'm living, it's got to be about him. So Peter didn't want no honor and glory. When Cornelius, at the household of Cornelius come and fell down to Peter. And he said, "Get up." He said, "You get up. I'm just a man just as you are. I'm nothing that either. I'm just a man." I want you to realize today, you ain't nothing but a man. You ain't nothing but a woman. This is his church, yes. But the only power we have is through Jesus Christ. He said, the Apostle Paul said in Colossians in chapter 3 and verse 4, "When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." I want you to know he is our life. In him we breathe and have our being. There's nothing about us without Christ. And I want you to know today, your mom and daddy, they want you to live. Your grandparents want you to live. I stand in front of you today wanting you to live. That mom sitting beside her daughter here last Sunday wouldn't leave her. I thought about all the moms was gathered here, how they gathered around the cross. There was Jesus being crucified. They was the ones there. They was the ones here last Sunday. These mamas want their babies to live. It's in Christ that they can live. And that's in Christ and Christ alone. He is the life. Y'all pray for us. At first, John, we're going back to John. I want you to realize John, he pushed Christ.
he made it all about Christ. That's our problem today. We've got to where we made it about us. We make it about this. We make it about that. But it's all about Jesus. At 1 John chapter 1 and verse 4, he said, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. So in Jesus, it was the light. And he's the light unto men. He's the life unto men. That without him, there is no life. I heard Brother Larry mention this while we're sitting out there in the car. And I might stay on this one in the next in a little bit, but it says, and our fathers did eat manna, and in the desert, as it was written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said to them, verily, or truthfully, truthfully I say unto you, Moses, I gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And he said unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He said, he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I say unto you that ye also have seen me and deny not believe. I believe not. Listen, he is the bread of life. I believe the ordinance of baptism. Lord set it up. It come from heaven. When he set up his church, he gave it to the church. I went to show his burial and his resurrection. I believe in the Lord's Supper. I believe it shows his death, his body and his blood. I believe that bread sustained him when he come down from heaven. But listen to me, it all shows just a picture of Jesus Christ. It all, nothing can save you but Jesus. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And we need to get a hold of that. It ain't through nothing but him. And you say, we know that. Yes, we're supposed to know it, but we don't always live that way. Everybody's putting their confidence in everything out there. All I put my trust in today is the Lord. I love some of you. There's some of you that's so much further along. Brother Brad, I love his zeal. I love how he loves the Lord. I love Brother Brian and his study. I love Josh and his study. Brother Larry and his study. I love Marty because he's so simple. Got so much common sense. I love all these and I put trust in them. But I want you to know I would not lay my life down for them. Because my life is in Christ Jesus. That's where my trust is today. Dr. Cornelius has been so good to my wife. He's replaced joint after joint in her. She's done so good. I got a ton of confidence in that man. I do when it comes to operating on your joints. But I don't credit him for her life today. Life is only in Christ. You say, well, Brother Jeff, I sat beside my loved one. I watched him die. I prayed for him to give life. We all got to die. That's what's appointed. This life here that you see in front of me, I've had trouble with a second death for a long time. You mentioned that this morning. I always think it's at least four deaths. But I want you to know there's only really two. And that's why it's called the second death. It ain't in there by accident. It ain't in there by accident. It's the truth. I'm not going to get into all that today. Maybe someday. But I want you to know life is in Christ Jesus. we're all going to have to die. I've watched loved one after loved one. And I prayed, Lord, let them live. That's the hardest prayer you ever pray when you're beside your loved one. Not my will, Father, but thine be done. I'm so thankful that not to this day yet I've had to let one go. Not one of my family members go yet, and I didn't feel confident they'd be born again. I knew that I'd get to be with them again someday. No, we can't bring them back, but we can go to them. Why is that? Because life is in Christ. And only in Christ, and Christ alone. Jesus told them, if you eat of me, that's where they got offended. I talked about that earlier. He said, if you eat of my body and take of my blood, if you don't take it, you won't have no part of it. And there's people got that so confused today. They've got that so confused. But he was talking about spiritually. I'm thankful I eat of that bread. I'm thankful I drink of his blood. I'm thankful that I've been born again. I'm thankful I have that life. He had a good friend named Lazarus. And Martha and Mary, and it says that he loved them. He loved them. You think sometimes he don't love you. You think sometimes the things that's going on in your life, it's where you at, Lord. Where are you? Where are you now when I need you the most? I want you to realize, Tony, he may tarry a little while, but there's a purpose for that. There's a reason for that. And I want you to know when he comes, you'll know that he's there. And it won't always be the way you want it. But honey, sometimes 2, 3, 4 days hold into it. And you don't think there's no hope. No, I ain't saying he's going to come and bring your loved one back to life. But he will if they've been born again, if they have that life, if they live through Christ. There'll come a time in the resurrection, they'll live. Amen. Then said Martha, Lazarus was sick unto death. Jesus told him, her friend Lazarus sleepeth. They said, Lord, if he sleepeth, he doeth well. And he finally just plainly told them, Lazarus is dead. And Jesus had arrived, and Martha then said, Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask, God will give it to thee. And Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. She doesn't know this. A lot of them didn't believe in it, but she believed it. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, ye shall be alive, or you shall live. I want you to know he is the life. There's no other life in him we have our being. He is the life. He is the truth. I mentioned it last week. A pilot stood right in front of him. And Pilate said, you know what Pilate said? I read it to you. He said, what is truth? He didn't recognize the truth. I want you to know sometimes today we don't recognize He is our life. The next breath you breathe, if without Christ giving you that breath, you won't get it. I want you to know today you have an opportunity to live because in Him there is life. I want you to realize, yes, 4 days the man done stinketh, Lazarus did, and he said, come forth. One of these days, if he don't come back before I die, I don't know where I'll be buried. They may bury me. I may be ashes. I may be in the bottom of the ocean somewhere. I could be on the moon. Who knows what could happen? But one day after a while, he's going to come back because all life is in Him. I want you to know that's why we can say, that's why Paul said, oh death, where is thy victory? I want you to know in Christ we live. And you can live today. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And I want you to know, here he come out of the grave. In Him is life. So for me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. Is that way for you? Is it, if you died today, would it be gain? Sister Judy's told me how Connie's scared. I'm going to tell you something. If I was in Connie's shoes, I'd be scared too. I've never died before. I hadn't. You lay there on your deathbed. I've seen a few. Sister Mary was one of them, just not. She, if she was, she never showed me. Yep. I'm going to tell you, I don't know if I could be that way. I'm just going to be honest with you. When it comes, I'm not worried about where I'm going. I'm not worried about when it's over. But I look my sweet wife in the eyes of my children gathered around my bed. And I look at them in the eyes. And I know I'm going to have to leave them. I'm going to tell you I'm going to be afraid. I'm not afraid of where I'm going. I'm not one bit afraid about what's going to happen after I take my last breath. Not a bit. Because that life I'm talking about is inside me. He's life. That bread's inside me. I've ate of it. I've drunk of the blood. He dwells in there. And that part of me is not one bit afraid of what happens next. The carnal part is, do you have that assurance today? Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe and also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. I've heard them say they're mansions. I've heard them say it's a barn. I've heard them say it's many rooms. I tell you one thing, it's good. And He has a place for me there. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. He's got one prepared for Jeff Likens today. He's got one for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know. And the way, you know. The dumb said unto him, Lord, we not worthy thou goest, and how can we know the way? Yeah. And he said this. Then Jesus saith unto them, I am the way. I am the truth. The truth. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He's it. He's all of it. That's where I put my trust today. I don't put it in nothing else but Jesus. Just like that lame man at the gate called Beautiful. When he healed me, I come up. I had a love for that church at Rocky Mountain. I had a love for those brothers that was around me praying for me. I was just like them. Him, I wanted to hold on to them. I just like Cornelius. I felt like bowing down to Brother Pete Porter, who preached me the gospel. Wanted to fall down at his feet. But none of them gave me life. I am the way. There ain't no other way. There ain't no man. There ain't nothing else never been given. No lamb but the Lamb of God. Men have died for our freedom. Brother Joey, make our fit for our freedom. I want you to know men have died. I'm thankful I live in a free country. But I thank God I'm alive today. No man can give you what he can give you. The doctors come in and told us, my dad, y'all, I've told this and I'm going to tell it again. They come in. It was not just one doctor. It was a group of doctors. All those hot doctors, they come in. They said he had passed a major blood clot through his heart. It stopped his heart up. There's no way he was going to live. He was going to die. They looked at us. They said, y'all go in there. If you fall here, y'all go in there and you tell your daddy goodbye. You bid him farewell. Boy, I was praying. Boy, I love my dad so much. I was praying. And I know you love your loved ones, but sometimes it isn't God's will. I walked in there and I stood at the end of the bed. Me and my brother went first, and I stood at the end of the bed. My brother stood there, and he held my daddy's hand. And he was crying, and he was telling daddy how much he loved him. 3 years later, I stood above my brother preaching his funeral. And I looked at my daddy sitting on the left-hand side alive. Life is in Christ Jesus. He can grant life. He can take life. He gives life. Today he wants to grant life. He wants to give you a life that's everlasting. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You're condemned already, but in Christ Jesus, if you believe, you can be alive. That's my thought today. It's in Christ. It's not in the preacher. It's not in the church. The Ark of the Covenant, there was one time they was in a battle, they was getting whooped. They was getting whooped. I mean getting whooped bad. And they sent for the Ark of the Covenant. They brought it in there. And boy, when they did, they went to rejoicing. Even their enemies told, oh, something's happening. There's something going on over there. Yeah. The Ark of the Covenant's here. It represented God, but it was not God. The church represents God, but it is not God. And I want you to know, they put their confidence in the Ark of the Covenant instead of God. And you know what happened? They got whooped again. They should have been putting their trust in the Lord instead of something else. He is that manna from heaven.
Amen.
He is the life. That's my thought. If you're here today and lost, I beg you to seek the Lord. Don't put your trust in nothing else but Jesus. As we stand and sing.